Day 7. Written by Kerry Drury and read by Rosie Jones. TV studio. 10:30 a.m. Credits roll for Buzz for Justice, the latest popular TV show. A wide studio. At the rear, stepped seating is filled with a waiting audience. At the front, on the right of the stage, is a black glossy witness box on a raised platform, security glazing around the top half. On the wall to the left is a large screen. Between the stage and the audience is a long desk with three panellists. In front of each panellist is an oversized blue buzzer, and hanging above each is a 3D representation of the Buzz for Justice eye logo, faintly illuminated and blinking slowly. A lively, fast-paced theme tune fades out, and the host, Christina, wearing a fitted grey pinstripe trouser suit with pale blue low-cut blouse, strides onto the stage. She smiles and flicks her blonde, wavy hair to the side. The audience's applause quietens. Christina.
Hello, and welcome to today's episode of Buzz for Justice, where we will have, I promise you, exclusive coverage of crimes, lies, and jail terms. Quiet innocence versus angry guilt. We will have tears. We will have truths. And most probably, we will have tantrums.
The audience applaud, and a murmured ooh can be heard. Christina.
Yes, indeed, we have plenty to come, believe me. So let's move quickly on and welcome our judging panel, who have this incredible opportunity to dispense justice. Don't forget, ladies and gents, only a majority is needed. Two buzzers pressed, two guilty votes cast, and our accused is going down.
She pauses. The lighting above the panellists increases and Christina turns to them. Christina.
A big Buzz for Justice welcome to panellist number one, Ava, a pensioner from Camden whose lifelong ambition is to appear on television.
The camera focuses on an ebullient Ava waving madly before moving to the next panellist. Christina.
Hello to Sadiq, panellist number two. From a small village in Derbyshire, he dreams of a future in the music industry.
Sadiq smiles warmly. Christina.
And last, but by no means least, panellist number three, our wannabe actress Candice from Birmingham. Hello, Candice.
The camera moves to Candice. She strikes a pose, tosses her head back, and smiles widely. Christina.
What an inspiring group of justice seekers we have in charge of decision-making today. Let's bring out our first criminal, someone who may already be familiar to many of you. He certainly is to me. It's former death row prisoner and recent Death is Justice guest. Yes, the one and only Gus Evans.
Music plays as spotlights zip around the studio, highlighting Gus, a thin, dishevelled man in faded and torn jeans and a crumpled T-shirt, as he steps out from backstage. Escorted by a security guard, he walks to the witness box with his head down and takes his place. The guard turns the lock. The music fades and the lights steady.